Welcome to Retire Mentorship. I'm your host, Freeman Lindy, Certified Financial Planner. We started last week with chapter one of my book, since I ran out of episodes to broadcast during tax season. And so for the next 2 weeks, we'll do episodes or chapters two and three of the book. So today is chapter two, next week will be chapter three, and then we'll be back on with fresh, brand new content that has never been heard before by anyone, anywhere, except Ethan, who puts this together for me. So in the meantime, enjoy chapter two, and we'll be back next week with chapter three, and then on to new content.
Chapter two, duration, income that lasts longer than you and yours. Life, if well lived, is long enough. Seneca. When are you going to die? Hopefully it will be from natural causes, and preferably a peaceful passing in your sleep. It's what everyone hopes for. When are you going to pass away from your natural life? How long are you going to live? And perhaps more importantly, how long will your spouse live? If we knew the definitive answers to these questions, retirement planning would be easy. Are you going to live to exactly age 85 and 87? Perfect. We can have precisely the correct income to maximize your spending and slide into home plate with $20 in the bank. If we could know at age 50 exactly how long each of us would live, then retirement planning would be much more straightforward. Most financial reps would be out of a job. The equation got a whole lot simpler. But we don't know. Healthy couples in their 50s and 60s don't know how long they will live. We can guess. We can speculate. We can look at life expectancy tables and reflect on the longevity of parents, grandparents, and other family members to get an idea. But no one knows. How do you plan an income for an unknowable duration? How do we enjoy the first phase of retirement without damaging the last? There is a narrow road between the two, and it is easy to fall off the road on either side, each of which lead to a bad outcome. When it comes to pacing your retirement income in your early retirement, you can make two mistakes. One, spend too little, or two, spend too much. Spend too little. Some retirees, terrified at the prospect of running out of money, spend nothing in retirement. After a lifetime of working and sacrificing and saving, they are too afraid of the future to enjoy the present. They withdraw the least amount possible from their accounts to ensure they last. They avoid vacations with family and loved ones. They skimp on gifts for the grandkids, fun with friends, and traveling together. There's a continual fear of the future and a hoarding mentality that plagues their retirement. They are successful at making their money last. They don't run out, and they have plenty left when their time comes. They leave an inheritance to their cherished children and charities. But at what cost? They missed out on so much life because of their fear and lack of a retirement plan. Their children are grateful for the inheritance, but they prefer that their parents enjoyed it more while they were alive. Surplus savings cannot make up for missed memories. Ultimately, spending too little is an overreaction to the alternative. And as bad as the first problem is from a quality of life standpoint, the second is much worse. Spend too much. Some retirees insist on enjoying the spoils of their hard work and savings. Travel, entertainment, food, they enjoy it all and enjoy it often. The early years of retirement are prime years for fun. Often called the go-go years, these years are marked by relative youth and health compared to later years, as well as a newfound time freedom. What day of the week do you usually spend the most money on fun in your working years? Saturday. And what is the most popular night for going out for entertainment? Friday. When you're retired, every day is a Saturday and every night is Friday night. Plus, you have a massive pile of money. You think an extra $100 here or $1,000 there can't hurt. We'll reduce our spending down the road. It's time to enjoy these years. While you can reduce entertainment and travel spending later in your life, you can't reduce healthcare expenses that grow as you age. Nor can you slow the continued war waged against your purchasing power by your mortal enemy, inflation. Spending too much can mean an enjoyable early retirement and an anxious later retirement. You live too long and run out of money. Exit through door number two. The narrow road. Both outcomes are the result of improper retirement planning. You've underestimated your early spending ability and lived life as a Scrooge. Or you've overestimated your late purchasing power and ended up a pauper. You need a retirement income plan to avoid these scenarios and to walk the narrow road of enjoying retirement at all stages. You need a plan that includes duration, income that lasts longer than you and yours. When you, through proper planning, have confidence that your retirement income will last longer than you, you gain tremendous peace. You can spend confidently now within the bounds of the plan and know you'll be okay later. You can spend the right amount at all stages and peacefully stroll the narrow road. How do we create duration? As before, we must first firmly establish what doesn't work. Let's look again at the two most common ways of creating retirement income, the average annuity and fixed income. We'll explore why they fail at creating duration and look at one more common strategy that is errantly sold to those looking for a secure retirement. Lasts, why fixed income fails. Most retirees are heavy in fixed income. They have pensions or annuities, a truly fixed income, and a portfolio dominated by cash, bonds, and government securities. They succumb to fear of the market volatility and losing money in the stock market, and their primary motivator is to preserve their principal instead of creating an income. We saw in the last chapter that fixed income is not enough to keep up with withdrawals plus inflation. Cash and short-term fixed income, like CDs, treasury bills, and short-term bonds, don't even keep up with the rising cost of living, let alone support retirement income on top of that. You may create a stable portfolio of fixed income, but it certainly won't produce the growth you need to keep up. As costs increase, you need an income that will rise to the occasion. And when you don't have direction in your retirement income plan, you will also lack duration. You will need to withdraw from your portfolio to supplement the meager growth of your fixed income. You will need to dig into your retirement principal. As soon as you start depleting your nest egg, you trigger a race against time. Which will run out first, your time on this earth or the money in your account? A fixed income portfolio cannot last, not with any reasonable withdrawal rate. Even portfolios that have some stocks in them are unlikely to last. Many retirement investment models are programmed to have 50, 60, or 70% of the retiree's portfolio in fixed income. The meager amount of growth these combinations bring is not sustainable. Well, you might say, I can just withdraw less. I have enough money in my retirement to live on withdrawals of only 2 to 3% per year. If my portfolio gets 5% and inflation is 2%, I can live on the other 3%. I can make it last. True, you can make it last. You can cut spending way back, downsize, give nothing away. What kind of choice is that? Why would you choose that when you have options? If you genuinely want to live on 3%, why wouldn't you still want to sustainably draw an extra 2%? If you genuinely only want to live on $30,000 per year from a $1 million portfolio, why would you not want an additional $20,000 per year to make an impact? Is there no one you could give it to? Is there no cause you care about that you could donate it to? Is there no impact vital to you that you could make a sizable difference? Many people do make their fixed income portfolios last. They don't run out of money, and they leave some money to others in the end. But at what cost? What memories are you missing out on by choosing a small income? What impact are you denying by staying in your comfort zone? Both the impact of what you could leave and the impact you could have made while alive. Plenty of retirement strategies help you make your money last by minimizing. Some financial reps who prepare retirement projections for clients recommend some of these minimizing strategies. You can minimize your income. What's the smallest income you can live on? Try to go a bit smaller. Could you live on that? Okay, now we can make this income last your lifetime. You can minimize your retirement. Can you work a bit longer? I know your grandkids are growing up fast and you're missing a lot by working, but can you work until 67 instead of 65? Then you can get a higher Social Security income and we can make your portfolio income last. Work a bit longer, your retirement will be shorter, and you don't need the money to last as long. You can minimize your impact. I know you wanted to help your grandkids go to college, give generously to your church, and support this cause, but if we cut all that back, we can make your income last. You can do all that. You can choose a fixed income and make it last. But that's not the point of this strategy. 3D retirement income is designed to maximize your retirement income while making it last. How can you live the most life and have the greatest impact? by creating the highest and longest income you can. Fixed income cannot do that. Fixed income fails the duration dimension. Longer. Why annuities fail. A key point of duration is the word longer. Note that the phrase isn't income that lasts as long as you do. We don't want to cross the finish line tied with our money. We want our money to outlive us. This distinction is the crucial reason annuities fail the duration dimension. Annuities are touted as the guaranteed lifetime income that everyone needs. They are specifically sold to solve the problem of living too long. Their sales are very high due to this concern. In the last chapter on duration, we saw why this lifetime income is underwhelming at best and is disastrous at worst. Annuities provide a flat income amid rising costs. When prices rise, they don't come back down. The United States Postal Service isn't going to start selling first-class stamps at 24 cents again, and the longer you live, the higher prices will go. Meaning that as you live longer and longer, that flat income will be less and less valuable. Annuities don't solve longevity. Longevity kills annuities. Annuities fail because they don't grow. There's another reason they fail, however. Annuities only last as long as you do. There's no opportunity to last longer. There's no opportunity to leave a legacy to your cherished children and charities. When you're gone, so is the money. With 3D retirement income, not only does it last as long as you do, but you have money left over. You can leave an impact on those you love. It lasts longer than you. That is what a true legacy is, impacting people even when you are no longer on this earth to act. There are many better ways to leave a legacy than leaving money. A legacy of love, service, mentoring, support, friendship, and many other blessings. You should leave those legacies first. But you can and should choose to leave a financial legacy as well. Given a choice between a strategy that lasts as long or longer than you, choose the latter. Choose today to create an income that lasts longer than you and yours and leave a legacy to others. You and yours. For those of us who are happily married, your concern may be greater for your spouse than for yourself. You want to ensure that your spouse is taken care of after you are gone. The desire to ensure the spouse is financially secure is strongest for those who spent their whole working life being the primary or only breadwinner for the family. The drive to provide for one's family does not simply turn off when they retire. It can be especially strong in men who have been the income earner and who have a shorter life expectancy. They know they are likely going first and want to provide for their spouse after they're gone. Fixed income heavy portfolios have a reduced likelihood of achieving this for all the listed reasons. This is why so many people turn to other common options for this problem. Annuities are sold as a solution to this problem. Make it a joint annuity and income will flow as long as either of you lives. Even after one spouse dies, the other will continue to get income for life. It's a big selling point, and it's true. An annuity will provide an initially reduced and effectively decreasing income to your spouse as long as they live. They reduce the income initially when you make it joint, as we covered in Chapter 1. It may go from a 5% withdrawal to a 4.5% withdrawal. On a $1 million retirement portfolio, that's $5,000 less per year, or $150,000 less over a three-decade retirement. This reduction is only for the chance one of you lives well beyond their life expectancy. If you both live an average lifespan, you get nothing in return for giving up $150,000. Even in a fixed income portfolio, if you reduce your income by $5,000 per year, at least you have the $150,000 plus interest to leave to your children and charities. But with an annuity, your reduced income is completely gone when you both pass. And, once more, because it cannot be stressed enough, it is a flat income amid rising costs. If your spouse outlives you by many years, they are doing so on an income that is effectively getting smaller and smaller as their expenses get larger and larger. Neither fixed income nor annuities will maximize income to secure your spouse's future. There's one more common strategy out there that is sold to people as a solution to this problem. Enter permanent life insurance. Permanent life insurance, permanent problem. The sales pitch goes something like this. Chuck and Diane, what happens if one of you passes away early and the other lives many more years alone? Let's say that you, Chuck, die at age 78. It's still a ways out, but many people pass in their late 70s. But let's say that Diane lives to 92. That's a long time, but many people live in the early 90s. The scenario is possible, right? That means that Diane is going to be alone, relationally and financially, for 14 years. That's a long time to be alone, and we want to ensure that Diane is taken care of during that time. Wouldn't we agree? Good. This scenario leads many guys like you, Chuck, to be tight-fisted with your spending in retirement. Your desire to provide for Diane when you are not around anymore makes your wallet tighter than the security at Fort Knox. Would we agree? That means you're going to be missing out on many memories you could be having out of a desire to support her. But it doesn't have to be that way. Not only do we want to ensure she is taken care of, we can ensure she'll be okay. I recommend we get a permanent life insurance policy on you, Chuck. Here's the short version of why, and then we'll dive into the specifics. First, it provides cash value. It will create an account in the policy from which you can pull money to supplement retirement income. Think of it as another fixed income bucket. It's not in the market, so your money will be safe and there when you need it. Second, it will create an additional sum of money when you die to help care for Diane. Knowing that she will get an additional $100,000 or even $250,000 when you pass will give you two the freedom to enjoy your retirement now. You can spend down the money in your retirement knowing that it'll fill back up when you pass. Oh, and since there's always a chance Diane should pass first, we should probably put one on her as well. Shall we dive deeper? In the early days of my career, when I was a financial rep at a Fortune 100 life insurance-based firm, I was taught this strategy by my sales manager. I watched him use it successfully on a few clients. And while covering all the issues of permanent life insurance is beyond the scope of this book, it has been sold to enough people that I need to at least mention it. A couple of thoughts. First, the cash value growth in permanent life insurance is terrible. It takes 10 to 25 years for the cash value in a policy to be equal to the amount you've paid in premiums. You get a negative rate of return on the cash value for many years before it finally gets up to the 3 to 4% as a long-term rate of return, around 30 years into the policy. Wait, 3 to 4%? That should be your short-term rate of return, not your long-term rates. Plus, you must pay interest to use your money in the policy. It would take several chapters to communicate how lousy life insurance cash value is as a fixed income. After learning how ineffective fixed income is as a primary retirement income generator, you'll agree that we certainly don't need more of a worse version. Second, the contributions you would need to put toward it before retirement and withdrawals you'll need to pull from other accounts in retirement to pay for the policy have enormous opportunity costs. You'd be much better off following the 3D retirement income model than purchasing a life insurance policy. Once again, you must look at the conflicts of interest. The financial rep may be required to sell a life insurance quota by the company that employs them. Are they recommending it because it's in your best interest or because they must? And you must look at the financial incentives. Suppose they are recommending $5,000 per year to be put towards insurance. If they recommended instead that $5,000 go into or stay in an advisory account that they are charging 1% annually on, they would be making $12.50 per quarter on that recommendation. But the insurance policy pays 50 to 120% of the first year's premium, and they could get paid as much as $6,000 to recommend the life insurance policy, plus a 1 to 2% annual trail. Their compensation options: recommend advisory, $50 per year, recommend insurance, $2,500 to $6,000 upfront. There appears to be a conflict of interest there. In my experience, almost no one needs permanent life insurance. Not if you have a good retirement plan. Not if you have 3D retirement income. I'll touch on life insurance one more time in the next chapter on diversion, but we don't have time to go any further. If you've been sold a permanent life insurance policy or have a financial rep who is constantly recommending it, I would encourage you, in the strongest possible terms, to listen to the podcast series I did on life insurance myths. You can find the summary and links to the episodes at retirementmentorship.com/14. The better way to ensure your spouse will not run out of money is to create duration, an income that lasts longer than you and yours. If your retirement plan includes income that outpaces inflation, outlives you, and has one more ingredient, it will outlive your spouse as well, But mark my words, you need the last piece. You need the final dimension, or your plan will fail. We'll cover that in the next chapter. Chapter 2 Summary. You can make two spending mistakes in retirement. Spend too little, missing out on experiences. Spend too much, running out of money. To confidently spend across all of your retirement, you need duration, income that lasts longer than you and yours. Fixed income does not produce enough growth to support withdrawals plus inflation. You must withdraw principal, triggering a series that ends with you depleting your retirement accounts. It becomes a race to see which runs out first, your time or your money. You can make fixed income work by minimizing your retirement, working longer, your income, living lower, or your impact, giving less. 3D retirement income focuses on maximizing your income, not minimizing it. The value of an annuity decreases the longer you live. Annuities don't solve longevity. Longevity kills annuities. Annuities end when you die. There is no legacy to pass on to others. The cash value growth of permanent life insurance is terrible, producing negative returns for 10 to 20 years. The premiums paid for permanent life insurance have a massive opportunity cost. Almost no one needs permanent life insurance. Find out more at permanentproblem.com. Choose a strategy that lasts longer. Choose to leave a legacy.
If you enjoyed that, you would love being part of our free membership community. It's called Retire Membership, and there's a host of benefits all for free. For example, you can always buy my book, 3D Retirement Income, on Amazon. But if you join us at Retire Membership, we will send you either a hard copy or paperback for free, provide the ebook and the audiobook so that you can listen to it if you don't have time to read it. In addition to that, we'll also provide you with a bunch of content that you can't get anywhere else. For example, we have our quarterly Retire Mentorship magazine, which comes out quarterly and has no ads whatsoever. It's just timely content to help you stay the course. We also have workbooks for our free online workshop to help you get the most out of those, flowcharts to help you make better decisions, and a weekly email to provide timely content that you can unsubscribe from at any time. We never ask for any payment information, and we never share your information with anyone else. We just want to provide timely content and help you stay the course to retire successfully and stay successfully retired. There's no reason to wait, so join us now at retiremembership.com, where you can click in the link in the description, and it'll go right there. We can't wait to see you in the community. Cheers.
This podcast is educational only and is not investment, tax, or legal advice.